On a quiet shore of South Carolina in 1862, a year before the Emancipation Proclamation, a new community was born, governed by those who had been enslaved only months before. This place was Mitchellville, the first self-governed town of formerly enslaved African Americans in the United States. Its story is that of the Gullah people, descendants of West Africans in the Lowcountry, and their extraordinary journey from bondage to freedom, guided by hope and resilience. The story begins amid the Civil War on Hilton Head Island. In November 1861, Union forces won the Battle of Port Royal and occupied the Sea Islands. Plantation owners fled inland, taking along as many enslaved laborers as they could, yet leaving behind over 10,000 people in bondage who suddenly found themselves liberated. These islanders were Gullah, a people who spoke a Creole language and kept African traditions alive through generations of enslavement. As the last Confederate troops withdrew, hundreds more formerly enslaved people from nearby areas arrived at the Union camps, seeking refuge and new beginnings. For the first time, men and women who once toiled in fields for others began earning wages for their own work, unloading supply ships, cooking, cleaning, and even harvesting cotton for pay instead of for chains. Union General Ormsby Mitchell arrived in 1862 and saw an opportunity to transform this contraband camp into something unprecedented. Northern humanitarian efforts known as the Port Royal Experiment were already underway to help the freed people become self-sufficient through fair wages, education, and land ownership. However, the makeshift camp on Hilton Head was overcrowded and unsanitary, with inadequate shelter and safety for families. General Mitchell ordered that a permanent village be built by and for the freed men and women of the island. With that decision, formerly enslaved people were given plots of land on the former Drayton Plantation and a chance to build homes of their own. Though General Mitchell succumbed to illness just weeks later and never saw the town completed, the residents named their blossoming settlement Mitchellville in his honor. Freedom had found a home on Hilton Head Island. Under the protective canopy of live oaks, Mitchellville grew into a functioning self-governed community. The town was laid out with orderly streets and humble wooden cabins, plus a church where voices raised in praise each Sunday. For its citizens, freedom meant not just emancipation from chains, but the power to shape their own daily lives. They held elections and chose their own leaders, passing laws to govern their community. In fact, Mitchellville's residents established structures of government and society that were revolutionary for the time. Self-government. The people of Mitchellville elected their officials and even collected taxes to support the town. They were responsible for maintaining order through their own laws and an organized system for essentials like trash pickup. Education for all. Thirsting for knowledge after generations of oppression, they created the first compulsory education law in the South. All children between 6 and 15 were required to attend school, a groundbreaking policy in Civil War-era America. Within a few years, the town built and operated as many as 4 schools, where children and adults eagerly learned to read and write. Community and economy. Each family in Mitchellville was allotted a quarter-acre homestead to build a house and grow crops. The town eventually boasted several churches for worship and community gathering, a general store, a cotton gin, and a grist mill, the tools of a self-sufficient local economy. For people who had known only hardship, everyday activities like farming their own land and attending church freely were profound triumphs. At its height between 1862 and 1868, up to 3,000 residents lived in Mitchellville. Many were native island Gullah people. Others were newcomers who had been brought from Africa via the transatlantic slave trade decades before. Together, they created a sanctuary of freedom that stood in stark contrast to the world of slavery they left behind. Life in Mitchellville was far from luxurious, and the Civil War still raged nearby. But compared to the past, it was a promised land for its citizens. The citizens of Mitchellville demonstrated remarkable resilience. They built a safe haven in the midst of a nation still torn by war, surrounded on all sides by states that had not yet relinquished slavery. Despite the constant threat of Confederate forces or the uncertainty of the future, the people pressed on with faith and determination. The Gullah heritage of Mitchellville's residents shone through in daily life. Their unique Gullah language, a melodic blend of English and West African words, could be heard in the fields and along the shores. Traditional skills and crafts, from fishing nets to sweetgrass basket weaving and quilting, continued to be practiced and passed down. In the evenings, elders would tell African folk tales and sing spirituals under the starlight, preserving the oral traditions that gave them strength. The church in Mitchellville was more than a place of worship. It was the heart of the community, where people found hope and supported one another. Inevitably, challenges arose in the post-war era, and by the 1870s, some residents began to migrate from the island in search of work or to reunite with family elsewhere. The world outside was changing, reconstruction was underway, and old plantation lands were being reclaimed. White landowners who had fled Hilton Head returned and sought to take back property, often leaving Black residents with little legal recourse. Over time, family disputes, pressure from land sales, and economic realities led to the dispersal of the original Mitchellville community. After about three decades, Mitchellville as an active town faded into memory. Yet the spirit of what those formerly enslaved men and women built did not disappear. More than 150 years later, the legacy of Mitchellville continues to thrive through its descendants and the preservation of its story. The Gullah people still live in the Lowcountry and carry on the cultural traditions of their history-making ancestors. Their language, arts, music, and cuisine remain a vibrant thread in the fabric of coastal South Carolina and Georgia. Although only a few photographs of the original town exist, the voices of the past seem to echo beneath the oaks, a testament to the enduring spirit of the place. Community leaders and volunteers have worked diligently to ensure Mitchellville's legacy is not forgotten. Their efforts mean that Mitchellville is not just a historical footnote, but a living lesson in courage and self-determination. In the story of Mitchellville, we find a powerful narrative of hope, resilience, and the quest for dignity. What began as a bold experiment during the darkest days of war became a beacon of possibility for Black Americans, a better day dawning, as General Mitchell had promised. The legacy of Mitchellville and the Gullah people continues to inspire and educate us today, reminding all who hear it that the seeds of freedom, once planted, will grow against all odds. Their perseverance and cultural pride serve as a living reminder that even in the face of oppression, a community can rise, rebuild, and thrive, carrying the lessons of the past forward into the future.